Welcome, everyone, to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Thank you for joining us. This day, I have the great pleasure of having Sister John Paul of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, with me. Sister, welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we desire to be faithful disciples of your Son. Teach us how to be disciples. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to walk with him. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, sister, I wanted to talk about prayer, and in particular, meditation and contemplation. But, you know, I think it's always good to kind of start out with prayer and the importance of prayer for our life and life,
yes,
and for our salvation, and as disciples, how important it is to pray.
Well, I agree.
Who could disagree with that statement?
With that? Absolutely.
You know, I think part of it is you know, prayer is this intimate time with,
yes,
with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and
yes,
and where we can enter into the life of the Trinity, or, you know, remind ourselves that by our baptism, we have been invited into that conversation.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, prayer is where the relationship happens, right? It's a perfect prelude to the unity that we have with our Lord at Mass. You mentioned communion with the Blessed Trinity, and I think that's something that is really worth reflecting on. Of course, meditating on, too.
Yeah. Excellent, yeah. And I think, you know, in prayer, we, that, you know, just sort of as a very practical kind of issue that some people, you know, they ask me all the time.
Yes.
And I'm sure you probably get the questions, especially working with school students. Who am I supposed to talk to when I pray? You know, like, do I talk to the Father? Do I talk to the Son? Do I talk to the Holy Spirit? If I just talk to the Son, is the Father and the Holy Spirit going to be upset? You know, these kind of things. But we're reminded they're all there, you know?
Yes, the beauty of the Trinity again,
yes,
that we,
yeah,
come back to. You remind me of once a journalist asked John Paul II, you know, how do you pray? You know, how does the Pope pray?
Mm-hmm.
And he simply said, as the Holy Spirit permits me. And I think when we're entering into prayer, this conversation with God, I think we should be less concerned about, is it a good prayer? Is it this? Just talk with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Romans 8, 22, 27, you know, Paul tells us that it's prayer is the Holy Spirit is the primary agent of prayer.
That's
he's the
right.
primary agent of He's the primary agent of everything.
Of everything. Isn't that great?
But it's the Holy Spirit who prays through us. So,
yes.
Yeah. And you know, there's that great quote, which I think the Catechism also references in the section in prayer, the fourth part, that John Vianney, you know, he asked that man who was in the church, and he says, you know, what John Vianney asked the cure of Ars, asked him, well, what, you know, what do you say to God, or you know, what do you do? And the man says, I look at God and he looks at me.
Yes.
You know? And
yes. And that's a really classic definition of contemplation right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and many times you also hear the Holy Father, John Paul II, talk about contemplating or gazing on the face of Christ, the Eucharistic face of Christ. And so it's this being present to the Lord.
You know, we talk about meditation and contemplation. Of course, there's all kinds of different types of prayer, you know? There's prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of petition, prayers of supplication, you know, prayers of contrition, all of these. The Catechism does a wonderful job of hitting all of those.
Yes, it does.
Of those types. And, you know, there's also vocal prayer and there's worship and, you know, all of these different types.
Yes.
but we look in particular to meditation. And then contemplation, but first let's start with meditation. Sister, what's a good working understanding or definition of meditation?
I think in meditation, we present ourselves before the mysteries, before Scripture, God's Word, and we really seek to understand the Lord and His Word and His will for us better. I think it's faith-seeking understanding, in a sense.
One of the great practices associated with that is Lectio Divina.
Yes, you know? We love Lectio Divina.
Yes. You know, so there's usually a reading of some sort,
yes,
you know, maybe a spiritual writer or, you know, a lot of people use these personal devotionals, you know, that have reflections in them, or scripture itself, you know, like that's the great, you know, the great book.
Yes, that's right. Lectio Divina, you know, a spiritual reading. And I think the first goal of that is to actually set aside prayer, act on your desire to engage God's word and to hear from him. So in Lectio Divina, a classic form of meditation, you would have this reflection of what is God's word saying? You know, what is it saying to me? And what do I say in response to his word? And then how do I put that word into action? And so it's really building that relationship of getting to know the Lord and responding to him.
Now, this may be a little trick question, you know. Of course, Lectio Divina is associated a lot with the Benedictines, but the Dominicans also, you know, seem to love Lectio Divina as well.
Absolutely. There are many scripture commentaries out there. Thomas Aquinas practiced Lectio Divina with his Cantina Aurea. But as Dominicans, encountering scripture, being able to receive God's word, to contemplate, and then to give the fruits of that meditation and contemplation to others is very Dominican.
Yeah.
So in our daily life, actually, we actually set aside time as religious Dominican sisters for meditation and Lectio Divina.
Excellent, excellent. And then, you know, meditation, it, you know, and some of the great spiritual writers and mystical doctors leads to contemplation.
Ideally.
Ideally, yes, yes. What's the difference between meditation and contemplation?
Contemplation, first and foremost, is really a gift from God. You know, if God does not give that grace to experience, in some ways, an interior silence, just being in his presence, you know, this I look at him and he looks at me, it's a gift given. So we can absolutely prepare ourselves for a moment of experiencing a divine intimacy, the presence of God in our souls, in a certain quiet. We can prepare ourselves for that on a day-to-day basis, but ultimately it's a gift.
Wonderful. Now, if you're tuning in to us, this is Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me is the great Sister John Paul of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. I'm so glad to have her here. Today, we're talking about meditation and contemplation. And how really this is an essential part of discipleship is the life of prayer and this especially meditation and contemplation. I remember, you know, I don't consider myself a mystical theologian. I don't even consider myself a mystic either, you know. But in my mind, I always understand meditation is really starting with the word, which we've talked about,
yes.
You know, and that contemplation really starting with the person of Christ himself, and that meditation kind of leads me into reflecting more on the person of Christ. As you said, gaze upon his face, you know, this beautiful image. What does, and this may be kind of a hard question to answer.
We'll try.
I trust in you. What does contemplation feel like or look like for, you know, maybe those who don't have a name for what they're experiencing, or maybe who haven't experienced it, that, you know, can you?
Well, I think either from an observer or someone who is experiencing contemplation, they would be able to recognize a peace and an awareness of the presence of God.
And it really, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we might say too, you know, in some
certainly
sense,
the presence,
you know?
I think a very strong presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Sort of almost in a sense, comforting the person to varying levels, if you will. Yeah.
And even, and arresting too. There's
an arresting. Yes.
Yeah. Which I think is precisely, you know, why we need meditation and contemplation in our life. You know, we, as disciples of the Lord, you know, we're working, we're moving forward, we're struggling, you know, we're suffering. But sometimes we just need to rest.
Absolutely. And it's a good reminder, too, that the Lord asks us to do that.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of just even the commandments. and building into our spiritual life that we are to rest in Him.
Yeah. And, you know, the Lord Himself would get away, you know, and go up to the mountain to pray, you know?
I think the difference for contemplation and meditation is that in contemplation, the person is not doing it. The person is not driving the action of it. It's a gift given. And for a particular moment, you feel at rest and at peace and in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah. It's, I think we spoke, at least in this conversation, maybe in an earlier conversation, of sort of, you know, the connection between nature and grace.
Yes.
And, you know, our effort and cooperation and the Lord's, you know, especially with the Holy Spirit moving us.
That's right.
You know, a meditation, there is our study, our engagement of the material.
Yes.
But the Lord's guiding that nonetheless. It's not like meditation is our work.
That's right. And there's a beautiful aspect to meditation that wants to acknowledge the human person. So it's fitting, for example, in meditation to bring in artwork that is inspiring, that speaks of the mysteries, or you could have music that can support actually a meditation. So realizing that the senses too, not just reading, you know, on the page, but maybe, you know, we talk about the smells and bells, the sights and sounds, icons, thought, imagination, memory, all these aspects of the human person actually can enter into meditation.
Excellent. Wonderful. Sister, it's so great to have you.
Thank you.
I mean, we could probably talk for 45 minutes on
this.
I'm sure.
These are great topics.
Yeah. So definitely we are going to continue this conversation at some other point. But let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for this time together. Set our hearts on fire with a love for you and a desire for prayer. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And this is Conversations on Discipleship. Thank you for joining us. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today was Sister John Paul.
Thank you.
Until the next time, peace and all good.